Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 14 for Friday, September 26th, 2014. Kart racing games. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell, and it's that time once again where I find myself locked away, headphones on, volume boosted, tapping away at my device and playing a heap of video games, all in the name of research. Seriously, it's episodes like this where I realize how good I have it. It is literally my job to play video games and then talk about them. If 16-year-old me could meet 30-year-old me, yeah, maybe. Well, let's just say I never would have believed it. So speaking of 16-year-old me, that was about the time that a game crashed onto the home console scene that basically created a specific genre of racing games. Super Mario Kart hit the Super Nintendo back in 1992, and it would be an understatement to say that I played a whole heck of a lot of it back then. The game really shined when you played with friends, the gist of the genre being, of course, fast-paced racing, explosive power-ups that you could unleash at will against your opponents, and a kind of simplified race experience that made it relatively easy to move along the track and focus your efforts on destroying your friends. So much fun. We're not talking any kind of racing sim here, of course. This is arcade-style action. I've also noticed a ton of kart-style games in the Play Store. So this week, I decided to check out a few that have crossed my path over the past year or so. And by no means is this the best of the best, because let's face it, there are a ton to pick from. But it is a nice collection of some of the notable ones that you have probably heard of at some point. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to hop into a time machine and take a trip back to a land where I desperately needed a haircut in this week's Game On. All right, first game on the list today is one that released not 2 weeks ago. It's called Beach Buggy Racing, and you can probably guess that the majority of the races take place beachside on a number of courses that weave you alongside the water, taking you through tiki-inspired caverns, and all the while blasting surf rock, among other beachy genres of music. I see Beach Buggy Racing as being a good combo of your typical kart racing game, complete with show-stopping explosives and power-ups for in-game play, along with your standard mobile gaming approach where you're given a world with 9 challenges, each with their own requirements, and the opportunity to score up to 3 stars depending on how you fare during each challenge. Game mechanics are pretty straightforward. 3 controller methods to choose from here, though I found the default to be perfect. You tilt your device from side to side to turn through the level, tap either of these zones to brake, and then of course there are the special power-ups. On the left side, you have a speed boost that you can use only once for every level, so choose that wisely. But on the right, there's a rotating selection of power-ups that do everything from fire rockets to drop oil slicks to make everybody bounce. You can pick these up by capturing a floating question mark that's in the playfield. Now, thanks to the many challenges and a total of 9 worlds to thrash with your dune buggies, gameplay is repetitive but without getting stale. And what makes this game even more unique is a mode that I can't even test. I'm ill-equipped to do so. But in split-screen mode, you can connect multiple controllers to your device and have up to 4 people challenge each other using one screen. You will have to pay $1.99 for that feature, though. And that is on top of the $4.99 you'll pay if you want unlimited access to replaying levels with no ads in the game. So, it can get a little bit pricey, but with full gamepad support and arcade-quality gameplay and graphics, I feel like the price is justified. What can I say? It's a fun kart racing game with a ton of upgrades and daily challenges that will bring you back. That's Beach Buggy Racing for free with ads or $4.99 with an in-app purchase. Secondly, I checked out a kart racing game that many console gamers might consider old news at this point. It's from Sega, and it's called Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing. This kart racing game originally released on the Xbox 360 and the Nintendo Wii back in 2010. So right off the bat, you're getting a game that not too long ago pulled some weight in the console gaming world. And honestly, everything about Sega All-Stars Racing reminds me of a Sega version of Mario Kart, unsurprisingly, complete with Sega's well-known mascots duking it out in fast-paced arcade action on a number of different courses. Again, controls can be set between the tilting of your device to turn or on-screen buttons, and gamepad support is in tow. You're given a button that acts both as a brake and a reverse if held down longer. And this big button over here controls your drift, so you can get all fancy with your turns and slide around them, hopefully saving some time in the process. If you hold down that drift button long enough, you'll get a nice speed boost once you release it. So I found myself chasing that extra perk a lot, many times to my own detriment. The courses are, for the most part, locked down paths, so it's impossible at times to drive off the course. But occasionally it does open up and you can fly right off the edge if you aren't careful with your turns. The action is fast-paced. There are plenty of power-ups and explosives to keep you ahead of the pack. There are multiple game modes, including Grand Prix, Single Race, Time Trial, and missions that present unique challenges inside the many courses as you unlock them. Overall, the action was addicting the more I played, but I did find that my ears got really tired of some of the sound design. For example, playing as Tails in this plane results in a monotonous buzz with no variation that basically fills your ear holes for each and every course you play for minutes on end, kind of taxing if you're playing in headphones. Sega did a great job, though, cashing in on the kart craze, and if you love the big Sega franchises, you'll get a kick out of playing as those characters in the game. Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing cost $3.99 in the Play Store. And finally, the last game on the list was one that I've actually been eager to check out thanks to its seemingly vibrant colors and fun gameplay, Rovio's Angry Birds Go. Now, I'm about as sick of the Angry Birds franchise as anybody, but when I saw video of the gameplay, it just simply looked like a lot of fun to play. Angry Birds Go steps into the 3D world, and everything looks pretty great while sticking close to the Angry Birds world we all know and maybe still love at this point. This kart racing game is a little different from the previous two in that it places much more emphasis on straight-up racing and less on power-ups that destroy your opponents. This, of course, all depends on the character that you are playing as, so some of those power-ups affect others in certain ways, but it's not the kind of game where around every corner, someone is getting blasted in the next week on the course. Various play modes keep things interesting, and I found the controls to be the best here out of the three games today, again, with a tilt-to-steer mode in tow, as well as an on-screen control method if you prefer. Things seemed in control and fluid, and the game carries the Angry Birds franchise signature plinky-plonky music and bubbly sound effects. Here's where it gets to be a bit of a bummer, though. It's free to play with in-app purchases, which I don't really mind if it's done reasonably, but one mechanic of the game is the cupcake system. Basically, any character you want to play as has to have enough cupcakes stored up in order to do so. Run out of cupcakes on your players, and though you may be ready to keep racing yourself, you'll have to pony up to get those cupcakes in a number of ways. You could watch a video ad, pay with real money, or wait a designated amount of time. Now, anytime my gameplay is completely shut down for a specified amount of time due to this kind of arbitrary requirement, I pretty much want to stop playing right then. I have enough schedules in my life. The last thing I need is a scheduled time that I have to wait to keep playing a video game. On top of that, upgrades to your equipment can only be achieved by spending in-game coins that can either be purchased or collected while driving, and that will affect how you play a course. If you haven't upgraded your kart enough, you'll continue to lose until you focus on coin collection, and this process takes time and repetition. It's a slog to keep the pace without dropping serious dollars on this game. So, if this gives you pause, and I think it should, then you might want to think twice about getting sucked into this particular Angry Birds world. But it is fun for a few plays here and there. That's Angry Birds Go for free, kind of, in the Play Store. Oh, hey, welcome back to my haircut. Although I did kind of expect that the difference between post-haircut and pre-haircut would be much bigger than it was. But anyways, I realize today's segment isn't best of the best, like I said earlier, where I would normally pick my favorite. But I almost feel the need to do that because these three games are so similar in so many ways. So I think right off the top, I would consider Angry Birds Go to be out of the running. I just didn't really care so much for its nickel and dime approach, which is unfortunate because I really enjoyed the gameplay. There's just no real way to like open it up so that you can have unlimited gameplay and not be slowed down by the other things. So that was a bit of a bummer. So then that leaves Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing and Beach Buggy Racing duking it out for the top spot. And if I had to pick one game to grow old with, I'd pick Beach Buggy Racing. It feels a touch more modern than Sega All-Stars. There's a bit more attention to detail throughout each level. And my ears, the sound design in Beach Buggy Racing is a bit more thoughtful, to say the least, than it is in the Sega version. Not to mention, it's an Android original. So definitely go check it out and let me know what you think. Send in your emails to arena@twit.tv. Now, it's time to shift gears a bit. Get it? And let's take a look at a simulator that you never knew you needed in your life. No, not a racing sim. This is a simulator all its own, and it's this week's literal edition of Hot to Trot. First of all, the game is called Goat Simulator. And it wasn't long ago that I heard Father Robert Ballester and Brian Burnett here at Twit talking endlessly about how terrifically bad the game is. Well, it just made its way to Android, and I can confirm that, yes, it's bad and terrific. You are a goat. You spawn into a world full of random things. A gas station, a few trampolines, a catapult, lots of people and cars and so many other random things. As a goat, why, you can do what goats do. This is, after all, a simulator, so headbutt things to make them explode. You can lick and fall into the ground in a motionless and awkward heap. Yes, action is heavy in Goat Simulator. Your hard work will be rewarded as you accomplish certain goals and you score points for all the things you do stuff to. And did I mention the game is glitchy? It makes no bones about that, because you might find yourself suddenly stuck in the middle of a wall, like your goat can't move anymore because it's literally stuck inside a wall. Head out one end, butt out the other. And that's what the respawn function is all about. And there are a number of different kinds of goats that you can transform into. Goats with jetpacks, spider goats, classy goats that look strikingly like penguins. Honestly, you've never met a more talented goat than the one you'll play as in this, one of the most accurate goat simulators available in the history of the world. And as ridiculous as it is, it's actually pretty darn easy to waste a lot of time playing it. Just being a goat. If Goat Simulator sounds like the simulator of your dreams, and I know it does, $4.99 is all that separates you from eternal bliss. Now, goat, get it. Get it? Goat, get it? Never mind. Really did enjoy playing that game. It's kind of a guilty pleasure. All right, that's it for this episode of Android App Arena. I always love hearing from you guys, so please send in your favorite app picks, your categories, whatever you got, to arena@twit.tv. And there's also a subreddit, of course, at androidapparena.reddit.com. I posted a number of categories in there, and I continue to do so, asking that you add your favorite apps to those posts within those categories, or vote up the ones that you see posted there already to let me know which are your favorites so I can, you know, include them in a future episode. Take part. It really does help me out. There's a Google Plus community that's easy to find by searching for Android App Arena. You can always download and subscribe to this show by visiting our site at twit.tv/arena, with new episodes appearing every Friday evening. And I host a live viewing party of each week's episode on Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific at live.twit.tv. You can join to kind of chat about the games that we feature on the episode. If I interview a developer, it'll happen during that live portion. And, just generally talk about Android a little bit. So definitely see you on Fridays. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today once again. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.